Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome back to another edition of Issues in Education. Mondays during the Noon Report, we spotlight the issues that matter most to our public schooling families with the good doctor, Ralph Kerr, at the Teaching and Learning Institute. Ralph, the forced homeschooling continues, and in Pennsylvania, it's going to continue for the rest of the school year. All K through 12 schools closed for the rest of the academic year. In New York, the governor going to reassess that mid-May. But in the meantime, it's online learning. That is the new normal. Wonder if you could weigh in on some of the biggest obstacles that not just students, but teachers, schools, even parents are facing when it comes to online learning.
Well, let me just start with something that the governor said in his press conference the end of last week, which I thought was really funny. He said that, this is Governor Cuomo now, said that, you know, to reopen schools is a very, very big undertaking, and that he thinks that it needs to be done. Business and schools need to open at the same time. And Then he went on to say that parents would say things like, "You want me to go back to work? Hallelujah. Oh, wait a minute. What do I do with my kids?"
Yeah. I heard that quote, too. It makes you wonder if he is leaning towards opening schools. What are you thinking?
I don't see how he can, really. For one thing, to try to do the social distancing, and they're talking about, even in the fall, having students go 2 or 3 days a week or just in the mornings in order to accommodate that social distancing.
Yeah.
But I do know that from a parent's standpoint, many of them now are saying, look, just make a decision. Tell us one way or the other. And I think that's part of his strategy, that he really doesn't want to do that, because to say to parents that are already frustrated, you know, you're going to have another 2 months of this. He may be concerned it'll be enough to put some of them right over the edge.
Well, a lot of district superintendents say this is it. If he pauses it again after May 15th, then there is no going back this year. I think they've already resigned to that fact. And then finally, Ralph, I want to talk about the class of 2020. It's so tragic. The kids, they're going to be calling these guys the COVID kids, and that asterisk that will follow them around the rest of their life, whether they want to or not. Not having graduation, whether at high school or the college level, this is a unique situation. We are living history. These kids, unfortunately, are collateral damage in this. But, you know, life goes on. Some of them will be enrolling in college in the fall, but there are others that are saying, what do I do now? Or that college graduate who now wonders, what do I do? What is your recommendation to the class of 2020, whether it be high school or college, and how they go forth from this?
Well, just before I answer that, let me say that in addition to missing their graduation, how about the junior high students who are going to miss that opportunity for their first dance?
Yeah.
And will, you know, normally be standing against the wall wondering who those people are on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
They're going to miss that experience as well.
That's an awkward rite of passage for all of us. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, indeed.
But I can put the other question in terms of high school seniors and college seniors, I think, pretty succinctly, and that is to say, we need to encourage everybody to get back into a routine. And I think that high school seniors, if they were planning to go to college, they need to continue to pursue that. I know colleges are doing virtual tours and virtual enrollments kinds of things. And they need to move forward with that and hope for the best. And in terms of college graduates, again, they've been in college, hopefully, to either prepare themselves for graduate school or prepare themselves for the job market. And they need to just move forward with that.
Yeah.
We are going to come back from this. And I think particularly young people need to pursue their careers or their schooling that they've been preparing for, and just continue in that routine, not get into the routine of just hanging out, doing nothing. That's not a good place for us, any of us, to be.
All right, and that will be the last word this week. But if you have questions about public education in the midst of this national emergency, Ralph, you have a wonderful website where folks can check you out. What is that, sir?
Thank you, Bob. They can simply go to yron.org, whyrun.org.